This weekend, our readings talk about mission. Father Cody has talked about that many numbers of time. But perhaps there's even a greater focus on it with the readings, because our mission begins with God's initiative. And in the Old Testament, we heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah, his call, which illustrates how God can really shake things up in our lives. The life that Isaiah knew before this call would never be the same. And God's call can be subtle, like the whisper that we maybe remember in the Old Testament that Elijah heard on the mountain. Or perhaps it can be dramatic, as in the conversion of Paul. We have no idea when or how God will speak to us, but rest assured, it can change us. We may choose to ignore it or even protest because we know that God's call entails a change. We get comfortable in our routines and lifestyles, even if we know they may not be helping us grow in our relationship with God. Perhaps our response may imply that God is so removed from us. How can God possibly relate to our human experience? Perhaps this is what Peter was implying in his response to Jesus today in the gospel. I have been a fisherman all my life, and I know this water well. And yet here comes this guy who knows how much about fishing and boats, and he dares to tell me to go out into deeper water to catch fish after I've just spent all night not catching a thing? Who is he to tell me what I should be doing? But isn't that God's ways? Just when we think we've got it all figured out, God shows us a better way, and then we're left to discern, where do we go from here? Our expertise means little to how God chooses. Our human tendency is to classify those destined to be called according to our standards. God has proven over and over again, however, that those who have been chosen can do some very extraordinary things, and they're outside of the categories that we set for ourselves. Perhaps you can see that in your own life or in the life of someone you know. These human standards imply that we earn God's love and God's call. We forget that it is simply God's grace that strengthens us for the journey, for what God calls us to do. If only we give God some credit that God knows better than what we do. What we are saying is it's not all about us. Perhaps another reflection we can think about with the readings in the missionary call is fear. A good, healthy fear is one that recognizes the awesomeness and the glory of our God. An unhealthy fear is one that traps us or causes us to second guess when the going gets tough. If we let fear guide our decisions to follow God's mission for us, we will never know the joy that comes from letting go and letting God guide our life. If fear is the force that traps us, then we remain stagnant in our relationship not only with God, but with others. Fear can be taken to the point of saying, God can't possibly do this thing, or I don't know what I'm doing, so I just give up. If we let go of these fears, God can do marvelous things where we might even catch ourselves saying, I had no idea I was capable of whatever it might be. Because God chooses the weak and makes them strong. Our mission is not guided by how good we think we might be, but in how receptive we are to the surprise that God has in mind for us. For those of us that are married, We know it can be somewhat like that. Our mission in marriage is to reflect the total self-giving love of God. By myself, I am not capable of such a daunting task. I am wounded. I am broken. I am selfish, and sometimes trapped in my own self-doubts and fears. But God's grace and God's strength are the only things that can make it possible to come close to such an awesome task in the mission of marriage. And our goal is to make a decision to love each other, even if we don't feel like it. The mission of our marriage can be overwhelming. It could be full of joy, knowing that we get to help one another grow in God's holiness. And not unlike Isaiah and Peter in today's readings, marriage is scary. And at times we may be tempted to question God's mission in our life. We may not see what the road will look like, but we must trust that God has something greater in mind for us. Sometimes Catherine and I say to ourselves, just like Peter today, Lord, I hope you know what you are doing. And many times Jesus has responded, put your net out and I will guide the way. When my children were born, I felt kind of like Isaiah. I'm not worthy of being a father. I have no training, no experience. But God has lifted me up through the struggles and joys of parenthood and continues to purge me in the mission of being a father. I have learned what true service is through being a parent, which has only empowered me and helped me grow in my mission as a deacon. So, what is your missionary call? What holds you back? Each one of us is called in our own unique way to be sent forth, not because we are worthy, but because God has made us worthy. As Paul said, not I, but God's grace, Christ, living within me.